The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check us out online at cruiseradio.net.
On this show, Doug is going to talk to Barry Valdrin, who is a cruise industry journalist. He produces the popular talk show Cruising Authority, found at cruisetalkshow.com. He'll talk about his recent sailing aboard Queen Mary 2. But first, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, is here. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt.
Norwegian Cruise Line reveal more on their upcoming Norwegian breakaway today. This time it was the spa and fitness center. How's it look?
Well, it looks pretty good. And from what it sounds, from what everything that we're reading, when the ship debuts in April of 2013, like Royal Caribbean, will have a two-story spa facility, but they are going to have allegedly the first ever salt room at sea. Huh. So if you like to have salt in the room, you'll really enjoy it.
All right. I love salt.
Yeah, hey, salt, that's terrific. And they're also, you know, making some very interesting medical claims now. NCL, I guess their medical team is making some claims, but it is going to be housed in a two-story, 23,000 square foot facility. And it sounds really nice. They're going to, you know, it's going to be a very tranquil experience in their Mandara Spa and thermal suite. And, you know, the guests are going to really enjoy it. And it'll have, some, you know, of course, continuing with the New York flavor. But what's very interesting is they claim that the salt room therapy has been, quote, proven to alleviate respiratory and skin ailments, strengthening the immune system, promoting better sleep, and have a long-term positive impact on overall lung function.
Sounds nice. Carnival's third quarter earnings were announced this week. Stuart, how did the company fare overall with fuel prices and the accident earlier this year? Are they rebounding?
Well, rebounding, absolutely. And, I mean, when you look at the results, they were down 8% in revenues. They went from 5.1 in at the same time in 2011 down to $4.7 billion. When you look at their net revenues, they went from $1.3 billion down to $1.2, which means that they've made a lot of very good cost-cutting measures and adjustments, and that fuel actually has helped them. You know, they do hedge some of their fuel costs. But there has been a surge in bookings over the past 6 weeks on their various brands, which really says that there's a continued confidence in cruising. You know, cruising has continued to do well, you know, throughout. And what a lot of people are forgetting is, you know, the thing that has really hit the cruise lines the most, it's not the accident, it's the European economy. Uh-huh. But, you know, the ships have been sailing full. It's always a question of at what price and ticket prices and bookings are on the rise.
Very good. Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas is ending cruises in Dubai. Is that just a lack of interest? And did I read where Serenade is going to be moved to New Orleans for 2013-14?
It will. And, I mean, you can only surmise. I mean, you look at the pricing, that overall demand for the Dubai cruises has been on the decline. Royal Caribbean's only been out there for 2 years. This will be the third season that they've attempted it. It just hasn't picked up. North Americans don't cruise to Dubai, the Europeans have, you know, really kind of backed off. So Royal Caribbean needs the ship because they're going to be getting rid of Monarch of the Seas out of Canaveral, bringing in Enchantment of the Seas and moving in Grandeur into Baltimore. But once we get that little shuffle game out of the way, Mariner of the Seas, which is going to be in New Orleans this year, is being moved to Asia to accompany Voyager of the Seas. So they needed another ship. Serenade of the Sea, the Dubai cruises wasn't faring very well. I think pricing right now on a 7-night cruise is only from $599, so they figured, hey, we could do better. Let's bring it back to the U.S. We need a ship in New Orleans. Sorry to Mobile, Alabama. It didn't work out.
Last week, the Cruise Lines International Association, or CLIA, and the European Cruise Council announced a change in lifeboat training. What was it, and will it have any effect on passengers?
Well, what they're doing is all of the drills, when they have to essentially go through the full drills when the crew. This really only has this only pertains to crew. When they bring the boats down into the water, instead of having a skeleton crew, they will have a full crew to simulate a full lifeboat drill. Where let's say they were passengers, so they are going to have crew members that will have to be in the lifeboat versus just the skeleton drills that they currently use. Will that have any impact? No.
A Holland America ship failed a recent health inspection from the United States Center for Disease Control.
Well, it's shocking because, Veen Dam, since 1996, has had passing scores on 32 inspections. She is a 16-year-old ship, and she wound up, a passing grade is 86 to 100, and Veen Dam wound up at 77. And some of the things they were, some of the things they were cited with were pretty shocking. But allegedly it has the measures have been corrected, and they're just waiting for a reinspection, and they should do exceptionally well as always.
How often are ships inspected by the CDC?
Twice a year.
Okay. Carnival Dream was back in service on Saturday after a two-week Funship 2.0 dry dock. Was it a success, and what are the new offerings?
She is the third ship to go under the knife, under the Carnival 2.0, which, as I've always said, is more like a 3.0 because it's so far advanced. But keep in mind that what they did on this, on Dream, is they're not putting the whole gamut of the Funship on there. It's not going to have the Guy Fieri burger, the burger joint, but they are having the Red Frog Rum Bar, the Blue Iguana, Punchliner Comedy Club by George Lopez, and the DJ Iree music group, where they're having more fitting music versus the traditional elevator music that had been played on cruise ships in the past.
Right.
But ship's fine. Ship's doing really well. She'll do very she's going to do exceptionally well up there in Canaveral. And the next one to go under the knife is Carnival Conquest in the middle of October for 2 weeks.
Very good. We have a listener question from Facebook fan Dale Rodriguez. The wife and I are planning a Mediterranean cruise for next year, and Egypt is on our list. With the unrest and protests over there, is it safe to even consider Egypt at this point?
Well, I'd say right now, there are a few cruise lines that have it. They're on their itineraries, and it's kind of a wait and see. Within the last week, a couple of cruise lines, actually now it's up to four cruise lines, have pulled out of Egypt for the foreseeable future. You could go ahead and you could book it, and you could see what happens out there. But there is a strong possibility that because of continued unrest and violence in the area, that the cruise lines will could make a last-minute itinerary change, and you may be disappointed. But now is certainly not the time to be heading, some of these countries. Tunisia is another one. It's just not. The cruise lines are not going to risk the passengers or the ship safety to go to these kinds of regions, considering the violence that's been going on. So, as far as next year, who knows? But if that's something that you do want to visit, go ahead and make the plans, but note that they may make itinerary changes.
All right, very good. Thank you, Stuart.
You bet.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service?
actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. tripinsurance.com.
Joining us now on Cruise Radio is Barry Vaudrin, and he had the chance to sail on a ship that I've dreamed about sailing on for years, the Queen Mary II, a Cunard ship. And first off, Barry, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Doug, it's great to be on your show once again.
Yeah, I know. We sailed together, I think, in December, like middle of December or something. So you sailed on the Queen Mary II, you and your wife did, and you embarked out of New York, and then you went over to Southampton. And so much to cover here. Let's just start with the basics. Embarkation, how was that?
Embarkation really was a breeze. Actually, the ship cruises out of Brooklyn now, out of the Brooklyn terminal. And they have it set up just for the Queen Mary II, practically. They have, we were in the Princess Grill, and so they have a private VIP entrance boarding for Princess Grill passengers and Queen's Grill passengers. So that was really slick. But we got right on the ship and went into our suite, and it was just my wife gasped when she first walked into the room because it was nice. So beautiful.
You said you were in the Princess Grill, so that makes me kind of think there are categories or classes on this ship. Is that right, or am I thinking way too Titanic?
Well, it's not like Titanic. It's not like the old days where they had classes, first, second, third class, or tourist class, or whatever. It's just like today's ships have categories, different stateroom categories.
Like a grand suite or owner's suite.
Right, right. Well, the Queen Mary II is broken into three main categories. There's the Britannia restaurant passengers, which is the bulk of passengers.
Okay.
And then there's the Princess Grill and Queen's Grill, which are smaller groups, and they dine in separate dining rooms.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the three different groups of guests, do they all throughout the cruise mingle with each other, or do they kind of stay in their own little area? Because I know, like Norwegian, with Norwegian Epic, they have their haven up there, and the guests never leave the haven because it's like a ship within a ship. MSC is the same way. Is Cunard like that too?
Well, it's similar. Most of the passengers can mix together. That's not a problem. But there are Princess and Queen's Grill. There's a Princess and Queen's Grill lounge, mm-hmm. which is exclusive only to those passengers.
Did you know that the drummer from Blink 182, ever since his plane wreck, his jet crash, and he almost died, he doesn't fly anymore over to Europe. He takes the Queen Mary II back and forth from Southampton to New York when he travels, and they actually accommodate him, and they give him his own drum, because he's a drummer for Blink 182, so they give him his own little drum room. All off to the side. It's kind of cool. I just learned that the other day. I had no clue.
Where did you hear that? Because I was told that by the chef on the Queen Mary II.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It was someone who was actually on a sailing, and they said he was on his sailing, one of the music execs or something like that I was talking to. It's pretty cool because he's afraid to fly. He takes the ship back and forth.
Well, and that's what's unique about Queen Mary II. It's transportation. Mm-hmm. It's just like it was in the old days of the liners where they use it as transportation to get from one side of the Atlantic to the other side of the Atlantic. But there are a number of famous celebrities that use the Queen Mary II or used to use the QE2 to get across the Atlantic.
Well, George Bush was on it recently.
We were on 2 weeks after he was on it. And on our crossing, the Prince of Abu Dhabi was on board.
Oh, wow.
Who dined in the same dining room. The Queen Mary II, it's a fabulous ship, and it really brings back an era of luxury that you just don't see too much anymore.
Because when you're sailing a crossing like that, you're not on it for ports. You're basically there to embark in New York or Southampton and get across the Atlantic, right?
Right, right. You know, I remember being on the QE2, when I worked on the QE2, there was a group that always traveled by the QE2 across the Atlantic, The Cure. Mm-hmm. The group,
yeah.
The Cure, and I didn't know who they were, but I did meet them and talk with them and found that was fascinating that they would cross on the QE2 because they didn't like to fly. Neil Diamond, he was on the QE2, and yes, a lot of celebrities cross the Atlantic on Queen Mary II still. The Queen Mary II transatlantic is a unique experience. There's a legacy behind it. There's history behind it because that's the way the people used to get, that was the only way to get across the Atlantic. So there's so much history to an Atlantic crossing, which makes it so much different than a cruise. In fact, you don't call it a cruise. Mm-hmm. You call it a crossing. So it's very important to, not to cross words there,
right.
Because it truly is. It's a crossing, and it's very unique because there's an energy on board that is unique to a crossing across the Atlantic because there's a camaraderie.
Sure.
Among the passengers, they're accomplishing something. They're getting from point A to point B across the pond, so to speak. So it's a very unique experience.
You were mentioning the restaurants. How was the food on board?
Princess Grill, Queen's Grill, is the finest dining at sea. They will go, they'll bend backwards and forwards to bring you whatever you want. My wife, for example, the first day that we got in our got to our table, I told the waiter that my wife likes sweet tea a certain way, because mm-hmm. they didn't the sweet tea that they had or the tea they had on the ship just wasn't the way she liked it. So they brewed every day special sweet tea just for my wife.
Wow!
And brought it to her every single meal that we had.
That's so cool. When I think of entertainment for these crossings, as you said, is it more along the lines of like ballroom dancing and such, or are there Broadway shows like you find on other liners?
Queen Mary 2 has some of the best entertainment, that is more entertainment than your typical cruise ship. The reason why is because there are so many hours of the day to try to entertain the passengers. I mean, for 6-7 days... you're at sea.
Sure.
There's nothing else to do. So the ship has bigger spaces to wander, more places to go in the ship, more activities, and there's constantly shows. Now, the shows are Broadway-type production shows. Mm-hmm. Their theater is fantastic. Now, one thing that the Queen Mary 2 has that no other ship has, and that's a planetarium. You can actually sit in and watch a planetarium show.
Oh, cool.
There's this huge planetarium dome that lowers down over the seats, and they bring out the stars, and they bring out, like, the... It's really incredible.
Is that in the main show theater?
No, it's a separate... It's called Illuminations. It's okay. A separate room for lectures and planetarium shows. And
is it free?
It is. It's all included. They also have 3D programs, too. Movies. 3D,
that's cool.
3D movies.
Back to the dining for a second. Are there specialty restaurants on there?
Well, there's basically the Britannia restaurant.
The main dining room.
Which is a really wonderful dining room. My wife and I ate in there one day for lunch because I wanted to eat in there. That room has such an Art Deco feel, and it's so grand. And
sure.
It's beautiful. So there's the Britannia restaurant. There's the Queen's Grill restaurant. There's the Princess Grill restaurant. There's a Todd English restaurant. Todd English is a celebrity chef,
okay.
And he has his own restaurant all over the country, but on the Queen Mary 2, he has his own restaurant. It's really nice.
Yeah,
specialty restaurant.
Yeah.
A la carte. It's a la carte.
Oh, a la carte. Okay, gotcha.
Right, so you order what you want from the menu. And then there is also the Golden Lion Pub, where you can get some fantastic fish and chips, just like in England.
Inclusive?
It's all inclusive.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. For the listeners who may be considering or leaning towards a crossing, how would you sum it up for them?
I would say if you're the type of person who's been there, done that, you've traveled the world, you've been, you know, on all the fabulous cruise lines, and you haven't done a transatlantic crossing on the Queen Mary 2 yet, it really is an absolute must to put on your bucket list because, again, a transatlantic crossing is so very special. It's unique. It's historical. It's regal. There's a legacy behind it, and it's worth every penny.
Barry Vaudrin, the cruise journalist with us here on Cruise Radio. Thank you so much for being here, man.
Doug, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on your show.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget, you can take Cruise Radio with you wherever you go. We have an app. Just search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store.
And if you don't have a smartphone, get the news from our website at cruiseradio.net. Just put your email in the upper right-hand corner.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week,
Email sales at cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.